Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. The All Roads Music Festival kicks off later this week. Let's head into Belfast to find out more.
Hi, I am Meg Charette. I'm the creative director of All Roads Music Festival in Belfast, Maine. This is our 10th year in Belfast, Maine, and we are bringing almost 40 bands into Belfast over the course of Friday, May 16th and Saturday, May 17th. Willa!
That's Willa we hear singing in the background. Willa wants to audition. Who are some of the bands going to be, and what are the venues?
So this year, we've got lots of bands, all different genres, metal, folk, pop, hip hop, you name it. And we try to pull from all regions in Maine. So it's not just Portland. We try to get some Bangor bands, some up north, some mid-coast. Every once in a while, we slide in a Canadian artist. This year, we have Braden Land coming down from Halifax. Rigometrics, Bait Bag, Dave Gutter, Vi Queen, Alice Limoges, Trisha Mason. I mean, the list really goes on and on. Our venues this year are the Marshall Wharf Brewery, the American Legion Hall, the Belfast Free Library, the Belfast Maskers Building, the First Church, and Opera House Video. I think that's all of them. Tickets are on sale for the whole festival or just individual showcases or parties. Schedule, artist info, tickets, maps are all located at allroadsmusicfest.com online. Stop by the box office at 142 High Street, right outside of the Colonial Theater, to grab your wristband or your tickets and a program, and you're off on your way.
That was Meg Charette, and the All Roads Music Festival website again is allroadsmusicfest.com. Last week, Indivisible and a coalition of pro-democracy partner organizations announced the No Kings Nationwide Day of Defiance that will be taking place on Flag Day, just about a month from now, June 14th. Reading from their announcement, quote, "The actions are set to take place during Donald Trump's military parade in Washington, D.C. on June 14th. Instead of allowing this military parade to be the center of gravity, activists will make action everywhere else the story of America that day. Alongside local organizers, partners, and leaders from across the pro-democracy and pro-worker movements, activists across the country will come together for marches, rallies, and demonstrations to reject corrupt, authoritarian politics in the United States. This mobilization is inspired by the success of Hands Off and May Day and is intended to once again mobilize actions in towns and cities in every state in the country. Over 100 events have already been registered all over the country, and more will be added." The announcement goes on to read from the mobilization organizer's website, nokings.org. Quote, "Donald Trump wants tanks in the streets and a made-for-TV display of dominance for his birthday. A spectacle meant to look like strength. But real power isn't staged in Washington. It rises up everywhere else. June 14th is also the U.S. Army's birthday, a day that marks when Americans first organized to stand up to a king. Trump isn't honoring that legacy. He's hijacking it to celebrate himself. From city blocks to small towns, from courthouse steps to community parks, we're taking action to reject authoritarianism and show the world what democracy actually looks like. People united, refusing to be ruled. This is bigger than politics. They've defied our courts, deported citizens, disappeared people off the streets, attacked our civil rights, slashed essential services, and handed billions to their allies. Enough is enough. We're not gathering to feed his ego. We're building a movement that will leave him behind. The flag doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It belongs to us. This country doesn't belong to a king, and we're not letting him throw himself a parade funded by tens of millions of our taxpayer dollars while stealing from us and stripping away our rights, our freedoms, and the programs our families rely on. This June 14th, we're coming together to send one clear message: no thrones, no crowns, no kings." End quote. There are several events already on the schedule at activatemaine.org for June 14th. Some of those are the regular Saturday standouts that are already happening, and some are special events for No Kings Day. You can find out what's already been planned at activatemaine.com and at nokings.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.